following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The Start Fresh and Save event is going on now at the Home Depot. Take whatever 2012 left lying around and stack it out of the way with an HDX four-tier storage shelf. A special buy at just $19.88. With less clutter underfoot and more order against the wall, you can organize more for less. When you come in, start fresh and save. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money is no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles and his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
The final day of 2012, the Doug and Daddy Show. Hell yeah, we're here. We got a football game tomorrow.
We got to roll, baby. We got
to
roll.
We don't stay home. They don't pay us 27 cents a show to stay home.
No!
Good Lord, people. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, ready to ring out December 31st and ring out 2012. Sean Callahan is going to join us live from Orlando in just a few moments. Bo Pelini and Mark Richt having their final pre-game press conference. And then he's got to hustle off to a luncheon.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did you know there's a meat and cheese tray in the break room?
Yes.
There's still a little meat and cheese left.
Not near as much as there was.
And the fact that I didn't know there was a meat and cheese tray is the reason there's still some meat and cheese left.
That's what our boys at Troutman's do. Maybe we should do Troutman's trivia today. What do you think? I mean, we won't get to do it tomorrow because there's no New Year's. So we'll do Troutman's today just because we love Troutman's and we know you do as well. Just for listening on this 31st and final day of December, tomorrow at this time, we will have a college football action going on here on ESPN Radio, the Capital One Bowl here on ESPN, and you can hear all 5 hours of pregame on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We'll have the ESPN broadcasters here, but you want Greg Sharp and the crew. They're going to be on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We're going to talk college football bowl games. The first one of the day, Vanderbilt and North Carolina State, just underway. And we will keep you up to date on that at the Music City Bowl. And, of course, the NFL playoff scenario is set with neither the Cowboys or the Dolphins or really anybody that we care about in the NFL playoffs.
But I wasn't surprised. My team wasn't in there. You had hope that was crushed last night. And we had to take away all the sharp objects away from you early this morning.
I'm glad
you're doing better.
I will tell you whether I'm still a Tony Romo supporter here in just a little bit. But Sean Callahan joins us live from Orlando. You know, Sean, I should know this, and I don't. Who's your NFL team?
Well, I'm a Chiefs fan.
Okay, that's why.
Ooh.
Ooh. So I don't like to talk about it much, but I do remember the days always where as a kid we'd get to go to Arrowhead and, you know, usually be one of those December games when they were in the playoff hunt, and it was always fun, but there hasn't been one of those moments in a long time.
Well, obviously, Romeo Crennel, among the many coaches, even the Adam Schefter and all the guys, Jaws and the gang on and Mortensen on ESPN, are shocked at the number, including Lovie Smith of Chicago today. How soon do we start hearing more college coaches' names? Because obviously with this many openings, somebody's got to be gone, don't they, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, Chip Kelly is the real hot name that you're going to hear. You're hearing Kirk Ferentz's name from a lot of people for that job. Bill O'Brien's going to come up for jobs. I think those are the three that are going to get mentioned as much as any. But, yeah, there's no question. You know, Nick Saban, you're going to hear Nick Saban, I think, mentioned for pro jobs still. You know, the Cleveland Browns, you hear people mention them with that job. And Chip Kelly at Philadelphia. So I'll be really curious to see kind of how it all plays out. And you're seeing a guy like Greg Schiano. I think he's transitioned quite fine to the NFL game in just his first year. I mean, Tampa was they weren't a playoff team, but did pretty well for his first season with them. And, I do think, there's that notion that college coaches don't work in the pro, but in the pros that well. But I think now the college game is become so much more like the pro game, and some of the things that happened well in college, like the up-tempo offenses, you're seeing transfer now into the pro game with New England kind of emulating what Oregon does.
I want to go back to Nick Ferentz. Ferentz is
Kirk.
You know, Kirk Ferentz is an actual thought, really? I mean, that surprised me a little bit, a lot, actually.
Yeah, it is surprising, but he has been up for a lot of, NFL jobs, and the beauty of the NFL guys is you don't have to recruit. His problems, to me, are recruiting. They don't have players. Well, in the NFL, that's not a problem. You're going to have players. He can coach. Let's not kid ourselves. Kirk Ferentz is a coach. He can really coach and develop guys, and that's not the problem. It's recruiting and getting guys. In the NFL, that doesn't even have to happen. You know, you have a general manager and a scouting department, and you sign players and you pay them. So it's a little bit different than trying to recruit talent to Iowa City. And so I think there's a kind of a misnotion that just because Iowa stinks that he's a bad coach. I think it has more to do with his recruiting.
It'd be hard for him to make more money than he does. Anyway, Sean Callahan with us. Quickly, before we move on to a couple Husker notes, it would be Bill O'Brien's in a no-win situation. He has tried to sell everybody that he's going to stay at Penn State, yet everybody would know that he would never be called a fool for jumping back to the pros. Do you think he'll stay?
Well, here's the bottom line. When he took the job at Penn State, they told him that it was a criminal matter, not an NCAA matter. And I think that was, his idea and notion, had no idea the amount of sanctions that were going to come down and, unbelievable amount of sanctions. It's funny, I saw Bill O'Brien here in Orlando. We were walking out of the ESPN zone, and Bill O'Brien and his family walked out of the restaurant when we were down here earlier in the week. And I did a couple Twitter searches, and I can confirm that he is here in Orlando. So it was interesting to see him kind of doing his little bowl trip with his family down here. Three more years, think about that, guys. 3 more years without going to a bowl game or a Big Ten title game. That's a long time in today's world.
Well, again, I said it to a buddy of mine this weekend. I hope that in somehow, how anybody that goes to prison gets off for good time. I hope they revisit this Penn State thing, and we'll look at that down the road. Press conference this morning didn't look like Bo was asked a whole lot of questions. What do you got for us, Sean?
Yeah, Bo talked for about 4 minutes, and I'm not kidding you. In fact, I had a longer conversation with Bo at Starbucks after the press conference for about 20 minutes in our hotel lobby than he talked up front. So I could tell you just from talking to him, he said Georgia as a team is as pretty as a team as you're going to see when they get off the bus. They have a lot of talent. There's no question. They probably have, in his eyes, he said to me, 17, 18 guys that are NFL draft picks that he can see on that roster. So in terms of talent, you're not going to find very many teams as talented. But, I mean, they're not a dominating. I mean, they're good in terms of their record. But if you look at their body of work, they haven't just blown people out of the water. And we're talking about lower-tier SEC teams that went winless in the league, played them pretty tough in some games earlier this year. They have talent, but I don't think they are just this unstoppable 1995 Nebraska National Championship-caliber team here. I mean, but there's no question this will probably be the most talented team Nebraska will face this season.
do you have a sense of which team really wants to be there? I mean, both of them are, you know, different types of heartbreaking losses in their conference championships. Do you get a sense that one team is hungrier, more enthusiastic, more excited to be there than the other?
You know, that's kind of the million-dollar question of this entire game, is trying to figure out which team really does want to be here. You know, for Nebraska, they're wounded. Husker Nation's wounded. Everyone's pride is kind of, you know, every post I make about this game on Twitter or anything, everyone always has a snide remark about getting blown out, you know, because people are just so fragile after that loss to Wisconsin. How will the team bounce back? That's the biggest question. If Georgia makes a big play, they get a big sack, or Nebraska gets down by more than 7 points, how will Nebraska respond? That is how this game ultimately will be decided. And for Georgia, do they really want to be here? You know, a lot of their guys have NFL things on their mind, whether they're seniors or underclassmen that are going to declare early. Are those guys completely focused? Are they taking Nebraska serious? Or are they kind of focusing more on the NFL and the stuff that they'll be doing on January 2nd? That will be, those are the two things to look at on both sides when you dissect this game on paper.
Couple minutes left here with Sean Callahan of Husker Online, joining us live from Orlando here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Just got done with the press conferences and spoke one-on-one with Bo Pelini for a couple of minutes. Sean, it seems like the one thing that sticks out to me, and obviously it must be sticking out to everybody, is especially if say that the motivation's even, and maybe even Georgia doesn't have any, the easiest thing to do would be to turn around and hand the ball off, and that looks to be what their strength is. Even though their quarterback is very good, they're so big on the O-line, and Nebraska is so small and depleted on the D-line.
Yeah, that's you know, Marshall and Gurley, that combination. Georgia's a team that can easily run for 200 yards on you. And, you know, when you run a pro-style offense that doesn't have a quarterback that runs, and you get 200 yards rushing, that's as balanced as you're going to see. They're very similar to Michigan State in that fact that they have a Le'Veon Bell type style running back, a guy that can go for 150-plus, but yet they have a quarterback and the ability to run a pro-style system to balance things out and throw the ball. And if you can't slow down the running game on the early downs, that's when the play action and the speed of those Georgia receivers can be utilized on play action fakes. They've gotten some very big plays on deep balls this year from their receivers and Aaron Murray. You know, on paper, this is statistically the best Georgia offense they've had in school history in terms of points, yards, and everything. So that they haven't had many better than this one when you look at Georgia's history. But, you know, they also have a history of losing and blowing the big games. Aaron Murray, I think, has only won one game against a ranked opponent as a starting quarterback. So he's built up a body of work of the lesser teams in the league. And, you know, when they played the South Carolina, they got beat pretty bad. Now, they did beat Florida. That's a huge win under their belt this year. But, you know, that Georgia game or the South Carolina game, the Alabama game, and games like that, they've had a hard time kind of winning on the bigger stage.
Sean, you mentioned Aaron Murray, about 8 yards per pass attempt on average, which is phenomenal, really. They pass the ball so well. They also stop the pass so well. They're second in the SEC against the pass. Does that make it because we want to play keep away? Is it crucial that Nebraska runs the football? Because obviously that's what we've done traditionally, but this year has been more of an up-tempo kind of style of game. Is Nebraska going to have to change their personality and go a little bit more old school to have a chance tomorrow?
You know, I just think they need to run the ball, period. The magic number in my book is 200 to 250 yards. They need to run for about that many yards if they want to win this game. If they're under 200, I give them a very slim chance to win, unless they get a bunch of turnovers and score on short fields. But in order to win this game and utilize Taylor Martinez's skills in the best way, they need to have 200-plus rushing yards to balance it out. And if they can do that, and I'll tell you, Rex Burkett is healthy. He looks great. I've talked to some of his family members down here at practice. They said that he hasn't looked this good all year. He took off that knee brace. And the difference with that healthy Rex Burkett is, you know, that 2-yard run right now, he wasn't able to really extend that to a 5 or 6-yard run when he was hurt because he couldn't do his quick cuts as well on that knee brace. Well, now, when there's a 1 or 2-yard run, he can turn that back into a 4, 5, or 6-yard run, and that's what made Rex so special, that he could always get Nebraska 4, 5, 6 yards, no matter if 4, 5, 6 yards are there or not. And that's the key to this offense, and giving Taylor Martinez that extra yard or two, that way he can have the ability to play action and mix things up better.
just the last second here with Sean Callahan of Husker Online on the Doug and Daddy Show on this final day of 2012. Did something happen at practice with Barney Cotton? I'm just scanning Sam McEwen's article from the last day. Is there something to be made out of that?
No, I mean, I just think, I just think the World Herald asked Barney about the criticism and is it fair or not fair, and but I don't think there's anything to any of that. Barney, you know, he just got a little fired up, but I thought the article was very fair, and Sam wrote a good piece today from what I read, and I just think he was addressing Barney. Let's face it, he's the message board whipping boy for the fans for whatever reason. I don't know why. I mean, the line has rushed for over 200 yards in 11 of 13 games. They led the Big Ten in rushing. They led the Big Ten in total offense. They had an All-American in Spencer Long. I don't know what more people want, from the offensive line. The offensive line is not the problem with this team right now. It's they've been able to develop walk-ons to play and contribute and help when they have messed up in recruiting. Where on the defensive line, that's not the case. I don't know why, for whatever reason, he continues to be the fan whipping boy when the numbers and offensive body of work this year kind of speak for itself.
Sean, you kind of mentioned that the defensive line has been not as strong as the offensive line, obviously, depleted with the injuries to Steinkuhler and all. Is Nebraska going to have to blitz? Are they going to have to change their packages a little bit? Are they going to have to kind of come all out and go after Aaron Murray to really have a chance? Because if Georgia doesn't turn over the ball, the Bulldogs are probably going to be in pretty good shape here. Is Nebraska going to have to push the issue?
I get the impression that they are going to blitz. I asked Chase Rome, has a team effectively gotten pressure on Aaron Murray with their front four, or do teams usually blitz? And he goes to me, no comment. So, that to me tells you that they're going to blitz just by that answer. Because if you get to say their front fours have done it, that he would have said that. I think you are going to see Bo. And where Murray has struggled a lot is when he gets confused. So you're going to see Bo make his calls kind of at the last second to try to confuse Aaron Murray, because he's a big pre-snap read guy like all these quarterbacks are. And I think that will be kind of the chess match going on, is trying to confuse him and mix up the coverages and the pressure packages coming at him. And vice versa, Georgia will do the same thing to Taylor Martinez.
Anything else we need to know, Sean? What's your final thought?
Well, I sent you some press conference audio, so you guys should be able to listen to the press conferences here today with both Mark Richt and Bo Pelini. But I have my official prediction in as Georgia winning by 6 points. But I do think Nebraska can play with Georgia, and if they can run the ball and just hold on to the ball, they can win this game. And the question will be, is Georgia motivated? And that will ultimately kind of decide what type of game this is, and if is Nebraska motivated. I mean, those are all the things that we've got to watch here going into this game.
Sean, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for all the time. We'll chat with you again. We'll do our Husker Roundtable to wrap up the season with you guys once again sometime next week, if that works in your schedule.
Enjoy the game, and everybody listening, Happy New Year, and have a safe New Year's night here, New Year's Eve night here in Kearney.
All right, buddy. Enjoy the game.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sean.
Sean Callahan, always the best with us here, and you can follow everything that he and the crew does at HuskerOnline.com. He gave you the prediction. One thing that is interesting, and I know some of the co-hosts, and especially with Big Daddy, we always talk about the lines, kind of like Colin Cowherd does, and Vegas pretty smart, and we have Mike Perenio on, and I know Jimmy on Friday likes to talk about that with me as well. This game opened up at 8.5, Georgia. It went to 10. It hung at 10 for quite a while, but you look this morning and it's 9 across the board, which means that usually the smart money, if you will, the professional gamblers, not your just weekend warriors that like to throw a bet down, are starting to put some money on Nebraska to drop that back down to 9. It's not a significant change, but again, when that line came out, all Nebraska fans went, it should be 37! No, it hasn't really moved, folks.
Not a whole lot. And it obviously, not a lot of money went on Georgia because the line slipped back to Nebraska. It did when it went up to 10. And you got to remember, the point spread is all about trying to get half the money on one side of the bet and the other half on the other side of the bet. And then the bookies make their 10%, the difference in the middle. If they get half and half, they've hit it exactly perfect.
What's a bookie? You mean the Las Vegas?
Isn't that what they're called? The bookmakers in Las Vegas? Aren't they called?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh. I thought it was called Bookie. I didn't know. See, that's how little I know about this.
888-455-ESPN. We will hear some comments from Bo Pelini from just a little while ago. We will hear some comments from Mark Richt from just a little while ago. We're going to do a little Troutman's Tuesday trivia a day early for you, give you a chance to win here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to look back at our preseason NFL picks, see how we did on that, and then Randy's ready to make his Super Bowl predictions by the end of the show.
No, actually, this is what my picks were for the beginning of the year. If you base my Super Bowl predictions on this, don't listen to me.
Well, or we can wait till Wednesday. You can make your picks to Wednesday. We'll see how the day goes.
Okay,
but stay with us. It's a New Year's Eve edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. There's hockey today. We're going to recap what happened from the weekend with the basketball and a whole lot more. And don't forget that you can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can Facebook us as well. Sean Callahan and all our guests taken care of by our friends at BK, Burger King, home of the Whopper, Carney's favorite burger for more than 30 years, and don't forget to try the sweet potato fries, the perfect salty, sweet, savory addition to any sandwich. BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
Thank you for the pleasure of friendship and business during the past year from Copycat Printing in downtown Kearney. Copycat Printing has always been your full-service print shop and copy center, and this year they expanded their product lines to better serve you. Your response was very positive. Sincerely thanking you for your business during the past year and wishing you every happiness and prosperity for 2013. Thanks again from your friends and business partners at Copycat Printing in downtown Kearney. Online, kearneycopycat.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states.
Take a break from all the hustle and bustle this holiday season and let Godfather's do the cooking for you. For only $21.99, you can feed your family with the Don's Holiday Feast. The Holiday Feast includes a medium The Don pizza, a medium single topping pizza, and our new pumpkin pie streusel made with pumpkin pie filling and our harvest streusel made with old-fashioned oats and icing. Call us at 402-461-0386 for delivery, pickup, dine-in, or drive-thru. All of us here at CPI Godfather's in Hastings would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
It's the Super Bowl prize party that keeps on giving. From Cunningham's Journal and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Register at Cunningham's or Russell's Appliance and Electronics. You can even redeem ESPN Superstation Superfan Rewards Points. For more entry chances, just log into the Rewards Club store to redeem as many points as you want to for bonus entries. Oh, and about that keeps on giving part? Yeah. Well, if you win the Super Bowl party at Cunningham's, you get to keep the 72-inch big screen TV, a drawing the week before Super Sunday determines the winner.
As cloudy skies continue today, we'll see some snow showers developing mainly in the afternoon into this evening. Any accumulations by this evening stay from a dusting up to an inch in spots as temperatures hold fairly steady through the day. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 19.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, due to Randy Bushcutter.
And we still have jobs. A lot of NFL coaches can't say that tonight.
I can't believe that.
I can't believe Lovey got fired. Everything else I could kind of see. The Browns, the Browns were tough out here the last few weeks. I'm surprised Shermer got canned.
Well, just
not as much as I was Lovey. Lovey was a surprise.
Lovey's out. Andy Reid's out with the Eagles. Rex Ryan is back with the Jets, but they get rid of their general manager.
Woo-hoo, thank you.
Romeo Crennel.
Dolphin fan says thank you.
Out for your Kansas City Chiefs. Norv Turner reportedly going to get fired.
Yeah, that's
what else have we missed?
Turner's been dead man walking for the last 6 weeks.
Will any of the guys that got fired today be hired to coach an NFL team next year?
If Andy Reid can pick where he wants to go, and they ought to hire him there. He's the best coach available. Lovie Smith is the second best coach available.
I wish Andy Reid could get a year off and not lose contact with the game. I wish they could get a rest. And then sometimes they realize, you know what, I don't need to get back into this. I think Lovie Smith needs to be somewhere.
Yeah, I think he needs. Andy Reid has had a lot of personal things going on in his life, and maybe a year off would be good for his soul. Maybe good for him, you know. And maybe he'll realize that he doesn't want to do it, and maybe he realizes he really wants to do it, and he can re-energize himself. But I think he's a tremendous coach, and seems like a good guy, and I just kind of wish him the best. He's had a lot going on. Maybe a year off is the best thing for him.
We will not get into the Cowboys quite yet, but we will let you know that our poll question for the day: how the Huskers fare in the Capital One Bowl? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Randy, I put it to you. The Huskers will win, they will cover, or they will lose and not cover.
I'm going to go with cover.
So you're going to say that Nebraska loses by less than nine
yes,
or less.
Yes, I will say that. And I, be honest with you, I'm kind of with Sean. I think they got a chance maybe to win it. The problem is, for me, they've got to win the turnover margin. And I agree with Sean Callahan. If they got rushed for 250 yards, and I look at that defense and go, geez, that's not going to be very easy to do. They've got to win the turnover margin. That's not been Nebraska's strength this year. You know, so I worry about that. I do think they're going to play well tomorrow. I really do. I think they want to get the taste of that loss to Wisconsin out of their mouth, and I think they're going to come out fired up, and I think they're going to play well tomorrow. I just think that too many things have to go right for them to win, and I don't think they're going to get all those pieces in place, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm worried about. You always get closer to the game. You start drinking the Kool-Aid. You're grow up in Nebraska, and you're a Husker fan. You start thinking they've got to find a way. And I'm just, I you know what? This is a reverse for me. Most of the year, I've been right on. I missed one game this year as far as win, lose, close, not close, and that was UCLA. I just don't see how Nebraska can overcome that line differential with Georgia's offense. I mean, I thought Nebraska had a chance 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, then right around Christmas time when we started really looking at things, and they're replacing starters with 6'6", 335-pound guys. I just don't
know.
And
our replacements aren't quite to
Georgia cannot want to be there, and they're still going to have more
talent. That's what Nebraska's going to need. They're going to need Georgia to come out flat. I think we'll know by the end of the first quarter.
That doesn't even matter, Randy. You could say Nebraska needs to jump out by 10. Hell, they jumped out on South Carolina last year. They jumped out on Ohio State this year. It was 14-7 in the Big Ten championship game after a turnover. I mean, it's not like Nebraska has had slow starts.
But turnovers got those other teams back in it. And that goes back to my point that Nebraska is going to have to take better care of the ball than what Georgia does. Because what got those teams back in it was a turnover or two.
Is Minnesota the only game Nebraska did get off to a good start and win?
That counts, yeah. I mean, a couple of those non-conference games, but
yeah, so that's the weird thing. Nebraska came out, fired up, got on the board, and then just got... And then all the other games, they had to cover behind and win.
Well, and again, the Capital One Bowl game last year, that Hail Mary not caught, I think Nebraska wins the game. It turned on the last play of the first half. They came out and just like, oh, I guess it's not going to work out for us. Nebraska's going to have that momentum and keep it going. And I do think after that tough loss, if they get it going, they're going to want to snowball it a little bit.
I'll put this out there. On the shoulders, on the back, as if he doesn't have enough, the leadership of Rex Burkhead, I think, will not allow this team to fail tomorrow to the best of his ability.
I would agree. But again, we get back to that idea that they're going to be outmatched on both the offensive and defensive lines, and they haven't turned the ball over they haven't won that turnover battle very much. You realize Mark Richt, and this is probably true of a lot of coaches, but Richt, when his team has not turned the ball over, they are 29-1. Now, if you don't turn the ball over, that's going to help any coach, any team, anywhere. But 29-1, and guys, they're not playing in the MAC here. They're playing in a fairly good football conference to go 29-1 in games that you don't turn the ball over. They take care of the ball, and Nebraska is not going to make it.
Folks, what do you think? 888-455-ESPN. We're going to hear from Coach Pelini in just a moment. 888-455-3776 if you want to join us on the show, or send us an email, Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Folks, we all have mentioned, talked about how tough Nebraska's schedule ended up being this year, and you can be on whatever side of that you want. Who has Georgia beat? Look at this. Yeah,
there's Florida.
Nebraska beat Wisconsin. Nebraska beat some good teams. Not great teams, all of them, but some good teams.
Michigan State, those are solid. Northwestern's pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, bowl teams.
Yeah.
Here's who Georgia has beat, folks. Buffalo, Missouri, who turned out... Florida Atlantic, Vanderbilt, Tennessee 51-44, who fired their coach. They got blown out by South Carolina. They beat Kentucky by 5. Ole Miss, Auburn, who fires their coach, Georgia Southern, and Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech might be the most impressive win out of that whole group. And then they did beat Florida 17-9. There's no doubt that winning at Florida, but none of those other games are impressive at all. Georgia Tech, I'll give you that one.
None of those other ones. Big headline on the resume.
Where's LSU?
Not a very long resume.
Where's the real powers of the SEC?
Well, they lost to them. And, again, they get some points because they were about 3 yards away from beating Alabama and playing for the national championship.
Exactly. I mean,
you get points for that.
Sold their soul for that one.
Well, and they did. And I wonder if they laid out so much that they're going to lay an egg tomorrow. If they left it all out on the field when they played Alabama in the SEC title game. That's one thing Nebraska fans have to be kind of rooting for. And hopefully that we kind of have the role reversal where Nebraska looks pretty good in the bowl after playing so poorly in the conference championship game. Hopefully Georgia played well in the conference championship game. Now they can lay an egg in the bowl game.
Well, Nebraska has always seemed to play well after getting thumped.
Yes.
But as I said Friday, they've played well, but they don't seem to win those games. We talk about 13-12 Texas, the double overtime loss at Texas Tech. You can go down the string here over the last few weeks where you've heard and read about all of those games. Wrapping up our poll question again, you can vote on it. How will the Huskers fare in the Capital One Bowl? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com over the weekend. Which BCS Bowl game are you most looking forward to watching outside of the national championship? Overwhelming 90% of you said the Fiesta Bowl. Oregon versus Kansas State. Bo Pelini and Mark Richt both spoke to the press this morning. Wasn't a whole lot from Bo Pelini, but here is what he had to say.
Yes, it's been a good week. I want to thank the Capital Bowl, the Capital One Bowl Committee, and really everybody associated with it, because it's been a tremendous week. First class. People are just treated us really well. The team's had a great week. The kids, everybody from the players to the staff to everybody associated with our travel party, it's been a great week, and we've got some good work done. Looking forward to playing a tremendous football team in Georgia, and it's about that time. It feels like we've been here for 2 weeks, but it's been a really good good time, and we're looking forward to playing in a tremendous football game tomorrow.
Coach, a lot of people talk about, you know, motivation for bowl games. Obviously, you guys came off a tough game in the Big Ten, and Georgia, you know, 5 yards from being in the BCS title. Do you have a sense of who might have the motivational edge, and how important is that in bowl games?
Well, I mean, I think it's always important. There's always, you know, different things motivate different people. And, you know, our circumstances are different than Georgia's. Everybody, you know, everything's unique to a certain football team and really to each particular guy on each team. So I'm sure both teams will be tremendously motivated to go out and play. It's at the end of the day, it's competition. It's football, and you know, you should be, every guy's going to be motivated because it's the next game. It's the next challenge, and we know that obviously, we have a tremendous amount of respect for this football team we're getting ready to play, and our guys know the challenge that lies ahead. So, I mean, that should be motivation enough.
Coach, if Todd Gurley and Keith Marshall, Gurley's power and Marshall's speed outside and everything, could you put your finger on one Big Ten opponent that you faced that might have had a combination of two backs like that?
The combination of the two backs. We've seen some pretty good backs in the Big Ten, but you know, they're a good 1-2 punch, and obviously it starts up front. They're big and physical up front, and obviously have the weapons on the outside and a really good decision maker and guy who manages the game really well at the quarterback position with tremendous experience. So they can hit. They're very balanced attack, which obviously helps them. But you know, the running backs are very good football players.
Bo over here. Your players and coaches have all said that you used the word opportunity over the last 30 days to kind of explain this bowl game to them, and you've used that word challenge, that even though you're coming off that game, you're going to play a team that's maybe the best team you played all year. Can you expand a little bit on what you tried to tell them about the opportunity here and what's in front of you to kind of wipe the taste out of your mouth from the last game?
Well, you know, no matter what happens, you're not going to wipe the taste. You know, let me tell you that you'll never wipe that taste out of your mouth. And people who have been part of this profession or and played the sport of football understand that isn't going away, regardless of what happens tomorrow. And to me, life is about opportunities. And it's about challenges. It's why it's what drives me. It's what it's why I'm in this profession. Why I do what I do, and it's why the players play. And that's why, you know, we had, when it was presented to me and which opportunity, you know, we were going to take, we took the one with we thought was the biggest challenge for our team, and you know, to go play the best football team out there that we could play. And I understood what that meant and what the challenge was going to be, and we look forward to it.
That is Coach Bo Pelini this morning from Orlando. He and Mark Richt both addressed the press ahead of tomorrow's Capital One Bowl. We'll hear a couple comments from Mark Richt coming up in a little bit. We'll also have Troutman's Tuesday trivia. And it wasn't that Bo didn't want to be up there. They just didn't have a lot of questions.
Well, it's the day before the game. The stories have been written. The shows have been produced for anybody that's doing a pregame show back in the early 20s when I did it for television. We already had everything in the can. We never even went to the day of the game news conference. Why? We've already asked all the questions. We've done it all week, you know. But just in case something crazy happens, then the coaches are scheduled there to talk to you. That's about all you get out of that.
We are 10 games into the Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza, and we have a leader at 9-1. Mark H. is your leader at 9-1, but we have five different selectors that are 8-2, and there are plenty of bowl games left to go. How many bowl games are there? More than half, it looks like. We've got more than half the games to go, so a lot of things can change. Locally, Jimmy Langan is ahead.
I fell off a cliff.
He's 8-2. He had a perfect weekend.
So he picked every game different than what I did. Oh. Oh, that's what happened.
Yes, I think he did.
Yes, he did.
He had Syracuse, which was ballsy. But boy, West Virginia. You want to talk about stories. Again, that's why I sit here in August and September and say, take it easy. Because if you know, back then, West Virginia's playing for the national title, and Geno Smith should have had the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
Huh? Chokers. I did have Ohio's Bobcats, though. They come through. So Jimmy Langan's 8-2. I'm next at 6-4. And then you're 5-5.
Yeah, after being 4-1 and about one first down from Duke away from winning that game, too. And then, bloop. Yeah, I just laid up egg all weekend.
Virginia Tech, you 5-1. Well, there you go. Don't forget, folks, someone is going to win a Toshiba LED TV from Russell's Appliance and Electronics. We'll also be giving away large combo meals from Big Dolly's Deli. So keep your fingers crossed. The Doug and Daddy Bowl Bonanza. We are back with more right after this.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
You already know where you're going to be at midnight on New Year's Eve. We know where you should be for dinner. Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to join us for dinner on New Year's Eve. We will be offering prime rib and succulent crab legs starting at 5 p.m. until the steam pot is empty. And don't forget to designate a driver. HK Sports Bar and Grill, located at West J Street and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Come on in, let the games begin.
I'm not selling them natural gas. I'm selling them the only way they have to get back.
He came to do a job.
What kind of money are you talking about?
You could be a millionaire. But he never expected a fight.
The town is going to put it to a vote.
What the hell happened? You were supposed to get in, get out.
From the director of Good Will Hunting comes Promised Land.
We're not fighting for land. We're fighting for people.
Critics are calling it fantastically entertaining. Matt Damon has never been better. It's one of the best pictures of the year. Promised Land. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In select theaters now. Everywhere Friday.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, presents Guyology. Chapter 12, Kung Fu. All guys know Kung Fu, but don't try us. Every guy's just one
hi-ya
away from unleashing his leopard fists of fury. Guys live their lives a little differently, and we get it. We're Sport Clips, where guys get an awesome haircut while watching sports on TV. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Visit sportclips.com for the location nearest you and MVP it.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As cloudy skies continue today, we'll see some snow showers developing mainly in the afternoon into this evening. Any accumulations by this evening stay from a dusting up to an inch in spots as temperatures hold fairly steady through the day. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 19.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. The final show of the year. That's because it's December 31st.
Well, we're not going away. Well, tomorrow we will. Tomorrow we won't
football
be here.
Football tomorrow.
All day. You can OD on football on New Year's Day if you want to.
Doug and Daddy, Randy Bush,
and
Cutter,
unfortunately,
joining me.
There's no midwinter classic for the NHL. But they're talking today.
Oh,
so there's
damn
good
it.
News. There's
oh,
good news.
Oh, darn. I'll send you to the Storm. That'll be better.
Well, I am going tonight, and I'm looking forward to it immensely. But it'd be nice to have NHL hockey back. And it could happen.
5:05 face-off, early face-off, so you can enjoy hockey and New Year's Eve. With Cedar Rapids coming in tonight to the Viero Event Center. You can hear it on the Breeze 94.5 FM. But yeah, that's right. Not everybody has the day off, and they don't have the day off at the Midway Auto Dealerships, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Andy Griffith is with us. He's out there working. You were open yesterday. You're getting people taken care of before the calendar turns. What's up, man?
Oh, nothing much, Doug. How you doing?
Well, we're just trying to find a way to get the Big Red a winner tomorrow, but at least I don't have to worry about that with you guys. I know when we come out there, winning, winning, winning.
I'm going to start calling you Charlie Sheen, man.
What's going on this final day of 2012?
Well, I'll tell you what. Right now, we're basically just going ahead and pushing out any remaining 2012s that we have. We have the Big Finish 2012 down here at the Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram facilities. Up at the Chevrolet store, those guys are rocking and rolling. We have been absolutely swamped over this last week. You know, with us being out in central Nebraska, and there's so many small businesses and, you know, guys that, you know, basically they go see their accountant and they says, hey, you got to go ahead and spend some money. So we've been doing that. But, yeah, you know, everybody needs to remember 2012 Ram 2500 and 3500 diesels last of the urea free. So once those 13 comes out, you're not going to have another available diesel out there that you're going to be that you can get without the urea free. So we've been pushing those really hard. That's probably been the best seller down here at the Chrysler store, and then up at the Chevy store. I think this month we've counted they've sold like 21 or 22 Silverados already this month.
Nice.
So they are flying off the shelf right now. The nice part is too is, you know, we've been talking a lot about this. I mean, you basically have to be under a rock to not hear our advertisements this month. But right now, you're talking about 2013s for nearly the same price as 2012s. So when you're out there, if you're making those last-minute decisions, you're going to be shopping. Folks, think about this. Why go ahead and save like $500 or $1,000 and buy a year-old truck? You know, you need to go ahead and take advantage of the huge sales, huge discounts going on.
Annie at Midway, the Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And again, every day is a great day to be at Midway, so it's not like it's a December 31st sale, but you are trying to get a lot of business done today.
Yeah, you know, just like anything else, you know, I mean, we have quotas, we have objectives, we have things that the manufacturer sets for us, and you know, I'll be honest with you, we're chasing about 3 new vehicles at each store today. So I'll tell you what, if you're looking for a stupid, ridiculous, fantastic New Year's Eve special, you need to come see Chad Randall's at the Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram facility, and you need to see Heath Phillips at the Chevrolet Buick Cadillac facility. And you know, it's been great. We've actually already sold 7 cars this morning, so a lot of good things are going on. There's a lot of positive stuff out there, and it's huge. I mean, I can't believe that there's already this type of discount set. I mean, it's only December 31st.
Well, Annie, hey, Happy New Year to you and the entire gang at the Midway Auto Dealership, and we look forward to another great year in 2013, and hopefully we're all happy on Wednesday morning.
Absolutely. You know, I know we will, you know. Big Husker victory tomorrow, 38-31 Huskers. Go Big Red.
That a baby. Thanks, Andy. Have a great one. Happy New Year.
Hey, you too, Doug. Thanks a lot.
Andy Griffith and the crew at the Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue. Go out and see him today in Kearney. Well,
38-31, way to represent. There you go. I hope he's right. I absolutely do. I'll be wearing red all day tomorrow. Hopefully I'm not taking it off at halftime. I'm going to go with we're going to wear it all day tomorrow.
What I know this is we're at the end of the line here already. What's satisfactory tomorrow? What pleases you tomorrow? I mean, I brought this up a while back. I'm under this impression that Nebraska fan, the team's in a no-win situation with the fan because either they win and that means Georgia didn't show up, or they lose and then everybody bitches because they lose. What's satisfactory? What's acceptable tomorrow?
For me,
yeah,
I'm easy. You play hard, you give it your best. I'm happy. I really am. I mean, I'm a Dolphins fan, for crying out loud. You know, I mean, I want them to win, and I want Nebraska to win. I want Miami to win every time they play. I want the Lopers to win every time they play. And, you know, all that stuff. But you play hard. You leave it out there on the field. I'm happy with that. You know, and because they're a bunch of young kids. You got to remember, these guys are like 21, 22 maybe. Maybe they're 22. You know, they're doing the very level best that they can. They're not getting paid for this. They're doing their very level best. As long as they leave it out on the field, I always walk away going, all right, that's the way it is, I guess.
Time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia on the 31st, folks. Call now. We're going to give someone a $25 gift card to Troutman's because we will not have a show tomorrow. Let's do it today. If you have not won in the last 2 months, we'll take you on the air. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And because it's the final day of the year, I'm going to be pretty generous. I think the questions are going to be pretty darn easy today. If you've not won in the last 2 months, now's your chance. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
It's Jeff.
Jeff, how are you today?
let's find out.
Let's start that New Year's resolution winning.
Let me tell you, I'm with Randy here. Except I just want to win. I don't care how they win. I'm not going to say Georgia didn't show up. You know? I'll even go better if Taylor just doesn't turn the ball over. I'd be happy. Go a full game without a turnover. Okay, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, let's see. Speaking of winning, I said this was going to be a pretty easy question. Here it is. Who was the last team Nebraska beat in a bowl game?
Arizona.
There it is. $25 gift card.
Right out of the chute.
Sweet. I thought, you know what? I thought I'd slide it by somebody, but not Jeff. He's too good. He's with us here. 888-455-3776. Jeff knows. Hey, hang on the line, Jeff. We'll get you a $25 gift card.
All right.
We'll take a break. Be back with more on this final edition of the Doug and Daddy Show for 2012 right after this.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Don't miss the action on AuctionTime.com, where every Wednesday is auction day. AuctionTime.com features farm and construction equipment, trucks, trailers, and parts auctions ending every Wednesday. To bid on a machine, register for free on the AuctionTime.com website or from anywhere using an iPhone or an Android with the free AuctionTime.com apps. AuctionTime charges no buyer's fees and has no hidden reserves. Save time and money for your operation and visit AuctionTime.com.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
The AutoZone Liberty Bowl on ESPN Radio. The Tulsa Golden Hurricane finished the season 10-3 and Conference USA champions.
Back to throw towards the left corner of the end zone. It's caught. It's a touchdown.
Up next, they face the Big 12's Iowa State Cyclones.
It's Iowa State Tulsa in the Liberty Bowl. Coverage begins at 1:30 and LSU Clemson in the Chick-fil-A Bowl tonight at 6:30 here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As cloudy skies continue today, we'll see some snow showers developing mainly in the afternoon into this evening. Any accumulations by this evening stay from a dusting up to an inch in spots as temperatures hold fairly steady through the day. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 19.
The only time of the year you're probably ever going to hear the name Guy Lombardo here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And his backup band was the Royal Canadiens.
Okay. Yeah.
I lost some points there, didn't I? I just proved how really old I am by knowing that.
College football underway. Vanderbilt 14-0 lead here early on, second quarter against North Carolina State. USC and Georgia Tech kick off at 1. Then at 2:30, Iowa State and Tulsa here on ESPN Radio from the Liberty Bowl, followed by LSU and Clemson in the Chick-fil-A Bowl tonight. Tomorrow, we will have the Capital One Bowl, the Rose Bowl, and the Orange Bowl with Florida State and Northern Illinois triple header here on ESPN Radio. Irish Ken says, I can't believe that the Chiefs have not fired their general manager yet, considering the fact they have had access to the top 10 recruiting positions for years, and the quality of athletes they ended up with sucks. He needs to go. They stuck with Trent Green for years when they could have drafted a good quarterback. Someone said they have no money. Being owned by one of the Walmart Waltons seems to not register with lack of money. And then he goes on to say the Irish will pull off a win.
You know, with the salary structure in the NFL, money's not an issue even for the smaller teams because they do revenue sharing so differently than every other league, and there's so much revenue there to share that money's never an excuse in terms of what you have to do unless you've really tied up some guys with some bad deals and stuff. But generally, money's not an issue for teams. They just draft poorly.
Looking at our NFL playoff projections from the beginning of the year, I'm pretty damn happy. I got 5 out of 6 right in the AFC. And
ditto
three,
here, baby.
3 out of 6 in the NFC.
Ditto here. But I did not see. I had the Broncos as a wild card team. I think they're the team that beat in the AFC, especially since they're the top seed. They're going to have to lose at Mile High to not make the Super Bowl. Think about that. They're going to have to lose at home to not make the Super Bowl. Granted, good teams are going to be coming in, but they've handled pretty good teams all year. And, you know, I'm not a Broncos fan, and I still have a little bit of a grudge against Peyton Manning for not choosing the Dolphins. But
our Super Bowl picks, are they all still in? I think so. I had 49ers versus Baltimore. Jimmy Langan had the Packers and Baltimore. Spencer had the Patriots and Green Bay. Who'd you have?
I never got that far. I had a couple teams in the finals. All four of my teams in conference finals are still in. So there's that. Do I get to just like
no,
make
we'll
up
do
something?
That Wednesday because okay. We're running out
all
of
right.
time.
Right.
A couple things I want to get to. UNK basketball teams, both winners yesterday over South Dakota Mines. They play again on the road this week, starting at Pittsburgh State on Thursday. Hastings men split their games over the weekend. The women fell to Southwestern College of Kansas. They will take on Dort at home on Wednesday. Husker men and women, both winners. Rachel Terriot of the Husker women is the freshman of the week in the Big Ten Conference. The Husker women will host Wisconsin Wednesday. The Husker men will be at Ohio State on Wednesday for their drubbing. Teron Liu will become the newest member of the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame. He'll be inducted at halftime of the Nebraska-Michigan State game on Saturday, February the 16th, and they'll have throwback jerseys, and it'll be all kinds of fun at home at 7 o'clock at night.
And Michigan State fans are going to be there, and they're like going, okay, who's in your Basketball Hall of Fame here at Nebraska? We have Magic Johnson, and who do you have?
Yeah, we've won national titles. We've been in the tournament.
Who do you have?
We won more tournament games in one weekend than you guys have ever. And here's the NFL.
By two, by the way, by two.
Here's the NFL playoff scenario. Saturday, the first game, Bengals at Houston. The evening game, Minnesota at Green Bay. Sunday, the early game, Indianapolis at Baltimore. And the afternoon game, Seattle at Washington. Denver and New England get the byes in the AFC. Atlanta and San Francisco get the byes in the NFC. We'll make our Super Bowl predictions later on in the week. Anything else today, man?
No, I think we got it pretty well beaten down here, yeah.
Don't forget, a couple of bowl games. Pregame at 1:30 this afternoon for Iowa State, Tulsa. And then tonight, LSU, Clemson. Your Nebraska prediction is?
I got it. I think Georgia's going to win it. I'll make it 23-17. Which means Nebraska covers.
I have Nebraska, I guess, everything I've done. I don't feel good about this prediction. But for absolutely no reason, Georgia could win this game 40-10. So 40-10. Or Nebraska wins it 28-20.
Way to go on a limb there. It's either going
to
be close or it's not.
How about that? 28-24 somehow. Big red. I don't know. That's just a stupid prediction, and that's guaranteed to make it wrong. Folks, thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks to Sean Callahan for giving us the very latest from Orlando. We're back Wednesday. We've got Jonathan Cochin. Coach and company are going to be the new afternoon show replacing Jim Rome here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So Jonathan Coachman of ESPN is going to join us. We'll have our Loper link. We'll also be recapping the Capital One Bowl on Wednesday's program. Have a safe and happy new year. Thanks for listening to the Doug and Daddy Show again this year. And be safe this couple of nights here. We'll see you on Wednesday, Randy.
Happy new year.
Take care, everybody.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!